105.5.
Mac on our way through the Monday broadcast. That's been a nightmare. La, 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 la. Very bizarro. All right, 9:17. Let's call it that. Sunshine gorgeous today with a high near 60. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, oh, man. Partly sunny, high near 80. 52 now at the queue. Maybe I was wrong, Susan. People were playing along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have given people prizes for that. Things that you do. Things that you can say that sets off your significant other. Like when men say to their wives, what is it now? Yeah, that's not good. If I use that one, yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong. But I've never said you should smile more often. That's just stupid, or that's not very ladylike. But they're on the list. You look great for your age. No, you're just stupid. Why would you do that? That's a man's job. Let me do it. I don't know. Anyway, if you got one, Jeff's. I like his. Good thing you're pretty.
And, I like that though. I'm okay with that. Isn't that weird?
He got divorced, so didn't work out well. That is funny. It's funny. And then what was the last guy to call?
Say that, you know.
The last guy was in a biker gang or a biker group, adult group, and
basically it implied you didn't know who he was sleeping with.
Yeah, oh, she said gosh. He's going to cut him off, and he says, "Well, how do you know where I'm getting it from?" And boom,
yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so if you got one that you say, or something that you say, call the show 419-240-1055.
You might win a prize, right? No,
maybe possible. Okay. If you play along on the show, and we love it when you do.
We're keeping our options open.
Secretly despise you when you don't. You're happiest at 69. Let that sink in for a moment, boys and girls.
Is that just a general statement, or did you have
I'm segueing into something else. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's more there.
Wait, yeah. Here we go. Get ready, get ready. Yep.
Here it is.
Here we go.
The two happiest ages in life, according to a new study.
Oh, age.
Your younger years, your glory days, there are actually plenty of reasons to look forward to getting older. You know, because you're smarter, you're wiser, you're usually set in your career and your money, and the kids are gone. More skills, all that stuff. People are happiest at two different ages of their life. According to this poll of 23,000 adults from ages 17 to 85, that is a huge survey. 23,000 people, 17 to 85. How satisfied that they were with their lives overall? According to the data, our levels of happiness in life seem to follow a U-shaped curve. Between the ages of 20 and 70, our joy peaks at the age of, ready, 23 and 69.
So, sure peaks for me at 69.
Of course it does.
Absolutely.
There goes the activation code just got launched. No, it's not that kind of 69. It's an age.
The age.
Oh. Yes.
All right.
Isn't that odd? At 23, because usually...
23 I get.
Yeah, I get that. You're out of college usually, and you're starting your career, and you're starting to pay down your debt, and you're becoming an adult, and you're moving on, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of power in that. But who would think that the happiness climax would also be at 69?
It takes a little longer to get there, but once you're there...
It does. But the climax of happiness is worth it.
Yeah.
At age 69.
I would say now is my happiest time, right
is
now,
it?
For
Although,
sure.
Although, really? At 69, not much of a view.
No.
Because your eyes are getting bad, because you're 69.
Usually you getting have older. The best
Why? What were you
view
thinking
at
69.
Getting close to see things.
Huh?
Usually you have the best view at 69. That's when you've gotten the condo and the water and the, you know.
Yeah, but your eyes are bad. You can't see.
Well,
you got to get up real close to read things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I suppose.
Anywho.
Well, as long as you have your readers on.
It starts to make a little more sense if you think about it. At 23, most people entering their first real jobs, taking exciting steps into launching and being an adult. At 69, many have already happily settled into retirement, and you just found a really good position.
Sure. Yeah. Is that how it's typed
right.
in there?
Sure.
That in there.
Understood.
Because it kind of feeds what we're doing, being stupid on the radio.
Because at 23, you can do all sorts of things and spring back the next day. You can drink and be fine the next day. At 69, you got to take things a little more careful.
You're not as flexible.
You're not as flexible. No, no, no. But you're usually found a new groove in your post-work years.
Mm-hmm.
So there you okay. go. Who knew at that age?
Or you maybe you just realized the old groove was working for you to begin with.
Yeah.
You know? True, true.
Nah, 50's mm-hmm. the best
or
right
the,
now.
Or the old battle axe.
I don't know if I want the old groove that long.
This is right now for
No,
you?
Seriously. Okay. Yeah, this is the happiest I've been in my whole life, for sure.
Wow.
Now that you've unloaded the kids?
For sure, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's gone. The kids are gone.
We're settled wherever we want to be, doing what we
But you get along better, differently, with the kids now. I mean, that's a whole different dynamic
yeah,
now.
Yeah, now they're fun. Yeah, yeah. More yeah. fun. Oh, they were yeah. fun before, but now it's not work fun. Now it's legit fun.
Yeah. You know where I am? I am teenagers out at bonfire slash parties at friend's house Saturday night till, you know, 11 o'clock. And it's like, well, they need to get home.
Yeah, you have to stay up and worry about that
so
stuff.
So I sent her a Snapchat. You better be behaving, little lady.
Oh,
does
she
send
you Snapchat?
And then she Snapchatted back with all her friends talking about all the dope they were smoking, all the sex they were going to have.
Good.
And
okay.
I had that one coming.
See, isn't that nice?
I asked for that. I sent her a Snapchat, and then she Snapchat back with everybody, you know, mocking me.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that great? Because you have that now. Like, we didn't have that. If you wanted proof of where your kid was, like a photo of the moment... We didn't have that. You can actually do that with Snapchat is nice.
Part of the reason I did it is because I know she can't resist it. She sees a Snapchat come in for me. She's going to look, and then when I say something like I did, she's going to respond.
Right.
So I got to see she was right where she said she was going to be. Yeah. So
see who else is there,
I'm very smart. All right, the other Doug, then I have to break. Hello, other Doug. You're on the queue.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
Limping along.
It's been a while.
But we're going to get through the show because that's what we do. We're professionals.
Ish.
Well, over this weekend, I got together with our mutual friend, Rob, and he was bragging that he had bought some beer from Costco. He bought some Kirkland beer.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now it's calling. You know, next time you talk to him, you have to ask him about his Kirkland beer he bought from Costco. And it's the pathetic weed whacker he has. So I've given him the grief about because he and his neighbor.
Wait a minute, are we talking Garbage Man Rob?
Garbage Man Rob.
He got Kirkland beer and a weed whacker.
No, his weed whacker wasn't working.
Uh-oh.
That's because of the too much beer.
A new one,
maybe it's the Kirkland beer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it could be.
The Kirkland beer tastes like it had sand in it.
Oh, really?
You know what?
I've heard of that beer. Is it really supposed to be a good beer, bad beer, or what?
I don't know.
I mean, he got a 48-pack for $22 from Costco.
Geez. Yeah, see
now he has to drink sand.
Whenever you... Man, I learned that lesson a long time ago. If you get that kind of a deal on the beer, it's bad.
Not good beer.
Because when I a much younger man, we bought Buckhorn.
Oh.
Well,
it wasn't Buckhorn. No, it wasn't Buckhorn because Buckhorn wasn't that bad. I can't remember what it was. But we thought we were, you know, right out of high school, and we were camping, and we went to the store, and we bought this beer. Maybe it was called Wiedemann's. I don't know what it was, but it was bad. So we thought, the beer we liked and could afford, you have a couple of those, and then you switch over to that beer, and you wouldn't really notice. Oh, we did. It was god-awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one was titled Kirkland's Light, you know, because their brand is Kirkland. And, you know, just like back in the day for me, it was Schaefer Light for me and my buddies back in high school. Yeah, $7.99 for a case of beer.
And it was Schaefer Light?
Yeah, Schaefer beer.
Light.
Schaefer beer. 1F. Okay. Yeah. All right, dude, thanks for sharing. Have a great day, Doug.
Take care. Bye.
See you, buddy. You know what else I had last week? Huh. And I forgot to mention this on the air. I had Buckeye beer.
Oh. Yeah.
They're making it. The Maumee Bay Brewing Company is making it. And I'll tell you what, I was pleasantly surprised. Yep.
Well,
at the taste.
They're making it, then it's
back
good,
in the day, when I was here in the early 80s, it used to be 3-2 beer. And everybody drank it because if you were 18, you could drink 3-2 beer. And it was, I believe it was Buckeye is the beer you could drink because it was 3-2.
Oh.
And it was like, I think a Buckeye dry champagne taste or I don't know what it was.
Champagne or beers?
No, that's Miller.
No,
but I'll tell you, I was very surprised. That's kind of cool that they're still making that. So there you go.
I was doing a gig down at the Mutt's underneath the Maumee Bay Brewing Company downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And part of their deal for DJs that work there is you can have all the Buckeye beer you want.
Is this recent?
I haven't done it lately, but it was a few months back I did it. And that was really a sad perk. I was, oh, really? I get to have all the beer I want? I didn't have that many, but it was. They said, "You can have this is what we serve here. You can have this." I never had it before. Tried it.
It wasn't bad.
And it was not bad at all. Nope. Yeah. It was good.
So there you go. We endorse that. All right, 9:26. Is this our first break?
First break, I believe.
Oh, crap. I got a gig rolling here. You're listening to the Q.
Q105.5 weather from the...